tariff cliff, a mystery acquisition, and a $16 billion Gulf pipeline deal. The Section 122 tariff hit its statutory limit Thursday, with the 10% global import surcharge that had been applied under emergency authority expiring after 150 days. The administration simultaneously activated new tariffs on 60 nations, but a fiscal watchdog analysis found those replacement tariffs cover less than 60% of the revenue the surcharge was generating, leaving an $825 billion gap over the next decade. The trade-off is more targeted tariffs that can serve as negotiating leverage in exchange for less total revenue and more complex administration. Trump threatened new tariffs on Mexico specifically over the lettuce cyclospora outbreak, framing a public health and food safety issue as a trade dispute. Mexico is the primary source of winter lettuce in the U.S. market. The move extends a pattern from earlier in the year of escalating public health responses into trade policy. Kuwait signed a $16 billion pipeline deal with Blackstone, KKR, and Brookfield, a geopolitically significant choice of American private equity and asset management firms over Chinese infrastructure funds at a moment when Gulf states are navigating U.S.-Iran tensions. The deal reinforces the American investment position in the region's critical infrastructure. Tesla's Q2 SEC filing confirmed a $1.95 billion AI hardware acquisition that closed during the quarter, with most of the payout tied to milestones the company itself describes as improbable. Tesla has still not named the acquisition target, an extraordinary omission for a public company's regulatory disclosure that raises questions about applicable disclosure requirements. The counterparty's identity is expected to surface through Delaware incorporation filings. Goldman Sachs reported that hedge funds executed a record tech sell-off this week while simultaneously remaining long on AI, a distinction between AI as a transformative technology worth owning and the current valuations of legacy tech companies that are AI adjacent but not AI native. Verizon, meanwhile, closed a dark fiber deal with Google valued at more than $1 billion, with CEO Dan Schulman indicating more hyperscaler agreements are forthcoming. As Verizon's core wireless business remains under pressure, physical AI infrastructure, fiber, data centers, power connections, appears to be the company's emerging growth engine.